Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, or 7 a.m. Pacific Time if you live where I do. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are in the chapter, We Agnostic. Closing that chapter out today, and we're on page 57, the second full paragraph, beginning with, even so has God. We're going to read two paragraphs this morning, ending with, he disclosed himself to us. Today's readers are Kara L., reading the text, Eileen M., reading page 164, and Lois P. will be our backup reader today. Our newcomer greeter is Reggie O, and announcements will be Robin P. The reference number for yesterday, Tuesday, January 24th, 2023, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 19,881. That's 19881. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,885, 19885. OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you for your service, Stephanie. This is Rhonda R., a grateful member in Atlanta, Georgia. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so will injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry the message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service today, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Rhonda R., and Rhonda's from Atlanta, Georgia. I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, Stephanie. Alex K., compulsive eater in California, the 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K. from California. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinent requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And please use the star 1 mute versus just hitting mute on your phone. Today we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous on page 57, the second paragraph that begins with "Even so God has," and we are reading two paragraphs this morning, ending with "He disclosed himself to us." So we're going to close out "We Agnostics." And I will now ask Kara L. to begin reading.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Even so has God restored us to our right minds. To this man, the revelation was sudden. Some of us grow into it more slowly. But he has come to all who have honestly sought him. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. Good morning. I'm Kara L., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Oh, what a promise. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. You know, in the beginning it says, even so has God restored us all to our right minds. And I think about those, the beginning of that, the closing of that. You know, there's that promise in there that when I work the steps, and I get to the end of the steps, I will be restored to my right mind. And I was. The funny thing is today is what I thought was my right mind and what I know is my right mind today are totally two separate things. Today I know that I really don't know much. And if I think I know what I need to do for my food, for my life, for my work, for my blah, blah, without asking for input from a power greater than myself, usually I narrow the focus. I narrow what can be done. I think I have a very fixed mindset on what can happen. When I, as it says, when I draw near to my higher power, when I invite my higher power in, that's when things expand. That's when, oh, life beyond my wildest dreams happens. That's when food neutrality is there. That's when things that I don't even know are possible begin to happen around me and for me. And so every day I have to, how do I get that? How do I draw near to a power greater than myself? Well, for me, I work these steps every day. I'm of service to others. I invite my higher power into everything I'm doing. You know, already this morning I said, what should I have for breakfast? What do you think? What am I going to wear today? How does this day need to look? I realize on my own, I'm an anxious stress ball with very tight focus. When I open myself to my higher power and I say, you know what? God, come in. Show me. Give me intuitive thought, inspiration, decision. And I move forward in that mindset. I know that my day is going to be amazing. And I know that I will be restored to my right mind for this day. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kara L., for getting us started. And now we'll begin the sharing portion of the meeting. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day. So if you shared on Monday and Tuesday, please allow others to share their experience with the reading this morning. And I'll go ahead and get a lineup here. Please say your name, first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. So
I'm Barbara.
Who would like?
Oh.
Noelle E., Louisiana.
J. A.
I've got
Irina.
Okay. I got Barbara. Who was after Barbara?
Jane.
Noelle E., Louisiana.
I've got Jane.
Yes.
I've got Noelle. And then who was after Noelle?
Eileen.
Eileen M.
Eileen. Gotcha, Eileen M. And then I heard a male voice in there too, I think. Maybe not. Okay. And I've got Barbara, Jane, Noelle, Eileen M., and I can take a couple more. Anyone else want to help us get started?
Deanne
R. We'll start with that light. Oh, Deanne. Okay. Deanne R. Gotcha. All right. So here's what we've got. Barbara, Jane, and please give us your last initial and where you're calling from. Barbara, Jane, Noelle, Eileen M., Deanne R., and we'll get started with Barbara. And I think, Barbara, you were from New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. I'm Barbara W., and I'm a recovery food addict. And I'm just happy to be in the group with all the wonderful people since I came in November. I mean, it's just so much recovery. You can't miss it. It just helps you with your food and your life. And I'm just was listening at the part about the miracle. And God is the one that helps me each day to plan and to eat my meals. And he's helping me with the sugar and the starch. And it's amazing. When I give myself to him in the steps, it works. And I just want to keep coming back, and I just want to keep taking care of myself and listening to the people's voices, because that's my strength. When I hear people share in the groups, when I listen, I gain strength on how to work this program. And that's the main thing. If I didn't have it, I couldn't work it. And I'm just waiting and waiting on the miracle, and I'm taking it one day at a time. And I'm passing it on to those that do want it. Thanks for listening at me share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. from New Jersey. And next up is Jane. And I didn't get your where you're calling from in your initial, so please let us know that. Jane, hit star one.
My name is Jane H. from Massachusetts. Hello?
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I really like this paragraph because it says, as I get closer to my higher power, who I choose to call God, he comes closer to me. And I have been, even before I was in OA years ago, I needed a lot of healing emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And God came through for me in those areas. And now that I'm in OA, which I've been in for a long time, he's been helping me through the steps, and he's been helping me. I've gotten a new sponsor. I've had her for a little over a year now, and I'm really doing well following the steps and spending time with God. And my sponsor suggested that I spend more time with God to help me with my food because I was slipping and sliding with my food. So I started reading the first three steps and the 12 and 12 and doing some writing because I love writing. It's like a gift that I have, but I love to use it in relation to OA. And along with the other tools and the steps, I really feel like I'm making a lot of progress, and I just feel better physically and in all ways, and I feel that God has healed me in so many ways, and I'm just really grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane H. from Massachusetts. Thank you for sharing your miracle with us. Next up, we have Noelle.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. This is Dion R. from Ohio. Very grateful to be a part of the miracle of healing. It says, even so, God has restored all the right mind. Oh, that was that's a true statement for me. It was appalling at first. What do you mean right mind? My mind is right. I'm good. Look good on the outside. I'm good as far as mind, like it, you know, book work, whatever. But to know that my mind, and when coming to program, like someone just said, and then many said before, it's like identification. I did that too. Oh, I kept that secret too, that I was eating here and sneaking in the bathroom, sneaking in schools, you know, wherever, to get my fix. Oh, my goodness, that was wrong thinking. I thought that everybody thought, I knew at a point in time, everybody didn't think like that. Everybody didn't get that like I did. But the spiritual part, and even knowing that I was agnostic, the whole chapter reminded me that at one time I doubted God, I doubted myself that I was good enough to have a God to love me. And the program of recovery gave me the opportunity to not only see where religious people were right. I didn't see that at first. I want to hear not what religious people had to say. But now I can see where religious people were right. But more importantly, I can see where spiritual people are right. Not by what they're saying, but by the healing I've observed and watched. I had to see it in them first. Because one thing, not cutting them down on religious, but to talk the talk and not walk the walk, that was confusing to me. But in the program of recovery, spirituality, I got a chance to see people talk what they walk and walk what they talk. I mean, it was a balance in sequence with my mind where I said, okay, I want that too. And I began my sponsor of yesteryears told me to just try it, you know, drop down those bars I had that was keeping me from experiencing the sunlight of the spirit and be open. Not only that, as I lost 100-some pounds, been absent of over 10 years, and being in vision for you months before we even became a vision for you, this is a program of miracles. And I stay here being, you know, you know, death doors many times, but the spiritual thing is what got me and keeping me closer to him. Not every time I go into surgery. God, I'm yours, and I trust you. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of knowing who I am today. And I love you all. Cool.
Thank you so much, Dion R. Was there a Noel, or did I just get that confused with Dion? Was there a Noel who wanted to share?
No, there's Noel E. That's me.
Oh, hi, Noelle. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. This is Noelle E., grateful to recover here in Louisiana. Thank you for all the shares and everybody that makes this meeting possible. I am knocked backwards by this reading. It's so beautiful and so true. And the line that's standing out for me is, some of us grow into it more slowly. You know, that's one thing that my higher power has shown me, is that I learn slow, but I can learn. And even what is slow? You know, like, maybe that's just a word to share with humans, but I'm learning in God's timing. You know, my higher power is exactly as my higher power has always, you know, shown me now with the evidence of life, that I learn. I'm learning at the rate at which I should, which I was designed to. So, yeah, I guess for some of us, growing into it more slowly is just growing into it, period, end of sentence. And I'm experiencing that right now with, you know, a new food neutrality, now that I'm not weighing and measuring things anymore in the scale, and the excitement around, you know, is there going to be abstinent food there? Let me plan, let me pack it, let me, you know, that was turning into my higher power, turning into what I was a disciple of. And now I just get to be disciplined in my spiritual practices, and give everything to God. You know, I'm not, I'm just not a slave to my food plan or the food scale or things that were just racing through my mind all the time. So, I just am so grateful that, you know, my higher power knows me and knows how I learn and knows things about myself that I don't need to know. I am just here to see. I'm here seeking to understand, not to be understood, to understand God, not to be understood by anybody. So, yeah, I'm just really grateful for this. Thank you for letting me share. Everybody have a beautiful day. I pass.
Thank you so much, Noelle E. from Louisiana. Next up, we have Eileen M.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire, where we have tons of snow. I love this paragraph, and especially I like the word disclose, because, you know, I looked that up in the dictionary, and it means, disclose means to allow to be seen. And I love that because, you know, I could not see the power in my life, you know, until I, you know, got a sponsor, did the steps, and recovered. And I, when I got to step 9, I realized that this power had been with me my whole life, and I didn't even really know it. And I thought, wow, this power has been with me, helping me and guiding me, but I had really no knowledge of that. And, you know, my sponsor would say, well, you know, we're always connected, but we just don't realize it. We have to realize our connection. And, you know, this is really the promise of step 2, because, you know, we are restored to sanity as the result of the steps. And, you know, it's once I make up my mind in step 2 and 3 that, you know, I wanted what others had. I listened to people on these meetings, and I wanted what they had, so that I was willing to try anything, you know, to, I made a decision to, you know, go forward with the steps so that I could become unblocked. You know, people in Vision told me, you know, at the beginning they said, hey, you're blocked from God. And I thought, I didn't really know what that meant. But then now I understand it, how I was blocked. And, you know, we don't just do this once. You know, we have a daily reprieve. We're not cured. You know, we have to keep continuing to take personal inventory, and when we're wrong, promptly admit it. And, you know, when I think about being restless, irritable, or discontent, I think of that as like a temporary insanity. It's like I've gone back to my thinking, my old thinking. And, you know, until I do that 10th step and really see that, hey, here's the ways that my thinking is faulty, you know, then I can be restored to sanity again, you know, to healthy thinking. And I really love what people are sharing about, you know, we keep in conscious contact. It's so important, because I don't know the right actions to take on any given day. So I ask, you know, and I get direction. And I'm very grateful. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Irene M. from New Hampshire. And we're going to take another lineup. And if you've just joined us, we're on page 57, the last two paragraphs, and we agnostics.
Babylonia A.
Okay, Babylonia. Babylonia
Justin
A.
B.
We've got Justin B.
Jody
E.
I heard Jody, and there was someone right before Jody E. Who was that?
Sandy K.
Sandy K. And then I heard Larry.
Larry G. Thank you.
Larry G. Anyone else want to get in on this group? Okay. So I've got Babylonia, Justin B., Sandy K., Jody E., Larry G. Please let us know where you're calling from, and we'll go ahead and start with Babylonia.
Good morning, my fellows in the program. I just want to start off saying thank you for always leading me back to God. Whenever I go on a meeting or talk to someone, they're always talking to God, and that really helps me because I just got a job, and I work a 40-hour work week, and I've been struggling with working my program between my job. And someone at the OA birthday party said, you don't work your program around your job. You work your job around your program, and program has to come first. And because I haven't been prioritizing my program, I've been kind of distancing from God. But thanks to being on meetings like this, I always iron sharpens iron, and I get to be reminded to lean on God no matter what. And yesterday, I just told God, like, God, I don't even want a boyfriend because that's not going to fill me the way you can fill me. Because honestly, I'm tired of looking outside of myself into the things of this world to fill me the way only God can fill me. And if that means I can't have certain things in this life because fear happens when we don't think we're going to get what we want. And I honestly don't care if I don't get my way anymore because I just want to be close to God because that's all that really satisfies the thirst inside. And I'm just grateful for Overeaters Anonymous and grateful for my abstinence, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Babylonia. Can you give us your last initial and where you're calling from?
Yeah, good morning. This is Justin B.
My
last,
real quick, Justin, before you start, sorry, just real quick, to get Babylonia's last initial or initial and where she's calling from.
Oh, sure. My last initial is A, as in apple, and my place I'm calling from is Southern California.
All right. Thanks so much. Sorry about that, Justin. Go for it.
No worries. I got caught up in the unmuting dead space. I'm Justin B. from Washington. I am living in the state of recovery, a beautiful place to live. As I read in the big book, as I read these places, I'm always drawn to words that are like no half measures words. And the word all is in these two, in this one of these two paragraphs twice. And my mind always goes to that. He's restored us all to our right minds. He has come to all. And I think, okay, am I part of that all? Or am I on the outside looking in that all? And if I'm on the outside looking in, what is the qualifier to that all? And in this instance, the qualifier to this all, he has come to all who have honestly sought him. Now, like I said, if I'm on the outside, I need to ask myself, am I honestly seeking the God of my understanding? Am I honestly all in with that God so that I can be part of that all? And oftentimes in my life, when I find myself on the outside looking in on those no half measures type words or situations or promises that are in the big book, I have to say, I have not fulfilled that side of that promise. I'm not honestly seeking God. But man, when I honestly do, very quickly I find myself with those all that is mentioned there. And what a cool and amazing miracle that is, that if I go no half measures, God goes all in. As I draw near to him, he draws, what's it say in here? He discloses himself to me. And what a beautiful thing that is. And I think that's what I have to share. I'm Justin. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Justin B. from Washington. And next up, we have Sandy K.
Thank you. This is Sandy K. That's my last initial K from Florida. Even though, and I'm recovered compulsive overeater by the grace of God, even though I love talking about spirituality, that doesn't mean that I never slip out of having faith. But for me, that's what the steps and the tools are for, to bring me back on track. I will say that it doesn't take me long to get back on track, but I do have to work at it once in a while. But my faith is really strong. And why I love sharing about this is because step two came to believe. When I first came to program, I had no concept of a higher power. Not really positive, a little bit negative, but really no concept. And so when I got to step two, it was like I slammed into a wall, came to believe. I said, oh my, what am I going to do? And so the paragraph says, it comes slowly. It came slowly to me. I was open to finding a higher power greater than myself, because everyone in my meeting room, and it was a very large meeting room at the time, everyone in recovery had a higher power. And I wanted what they had. I wanted to live in a solution. And I wanted to be thinner than I was and saner than I was. And I wanted to be happier than I was. So I really said, okay, what am I going to do? And very, very slowly, I slipped into a higher powers concept. And then that worked for a while, and I started pushing the envelope, and I slipped into another concept of a higher power. And I've always been really interested in spirituality and the concept and what works for me. And so what works for me now, I've been practicing for the last 14 years. So it comes slowly to most of us. And I didn't push it, but I knew I needed to find it, and I was open. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Sandy Kay. Sandy's from Florida. And next up, we have Jody E.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. My name is Jody E., and I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic in California. So when I read this paragraph, I think about those who don't like the word God and who maybe are not yet believers. Also, I think about people who bristle at the pronoun he and him, the pronouns. I'm just protective of those people and sensitive towards those people who may be uncomfortable with these words. And I just want to suggest that if that is you, that you replace those words with something that does not make your skin crawl. I like to use spirit of the universe, for example, or mystery even, great mystery, because it certainly is mysterious for me. And instead of he, it could be they or she. Some people I know like to use she, or just get rid of the pronouns altogether. This great mystery has come to all who have honestly sought this great mystery. And as our opening reader shared, when I get out of the way and surrender to this higher power, another term we can use, things happen that I couldn't even imagine. But I need to get out of the way for that to happen. I need to stop trying to be the manager of my life. I need to turn my will, everything I think I want, and my life over to the care of this something greater that, if I don't believe in, is difficult to do, but I try it because I'm out of ideas. My management has gotten me into the food, into the anorexia, into the purging. So why not try something else that seems to be working for so many other people and working so well? So please don't don't shy away from this concept of surrender just because you don't like these terms. Find some terms that work for you and surrender to something greater. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. And next up, we have Larry G.
Good morning, Larry G. from California. So good to be on this call. My wife is in another OA fellowship. I let her listen in this morning, and she said, man, these people are really passionate. Yes, we are. We are passionate because we have been raised from the dead. I looked up the word near in this little dictionary I have, this little 12-step dictionary, and it says close. One's not far away, one's within easy reach. All I did to get this gift of God who is now close to me was on May 2020, was completely surrendered. Prior to that, I would wave the white flag, but I would just tear off a little corner of it and throw it, at God and say, okay, damn it, there you go, I surrender. But held on to the majority of the white flags. In 2020, I threw that entire white flag, and that white flag has never come out of the circle again. Hopefully it never will. I work in an imperfect program, but I take tons of imperfect actions. There's one thing that I have really, the gift that my higher power has given me has been absent. And, I'm also in AA. I came to AA in 1981. And you'd have to waterboard me. You'd have to torture me, literally torture me for me to drink alcohol. But I'll tell you what, over the last 23 years, I would throw my absence on the bus, and I would call the Fresh Start program. Hey, Larry, you can take a fresh start tomorrow. You can start all over tomorrow. No harm, no foul. And no one needs to even know about it. If you want to talk about the meeting, fine. But if you don't, no one even needs to know about it. Just dry out, go to the meeting, and your head will be cleared, and just have a fresh start. But today, you'd have to torture me to get sugar, certain types of flour, bread. I went to this institution in Santa Barbara on this weekend, this restaurant, it's an institution, they're famous for their sourdough bread, and they bring it out in baskets, and you put sour cream on it, you put, salsa, and you just eat it like that. And in 2019, when I went down there in December, I must have ate probably a couple loads of that. And when I was done, on my way back to the motel where I was staying, I bought more of it. This weekend, it was like, it was there, but my focus is on the people around the table of giving service. I don't know if that's a miracle or not, but I do know this. When I walk in that restaurant, I pray to God, because I know that I'm powerless over that. Without His help, His grace, I'm no different than a sick and dying drunk in the streets.
Cancel reminder?
This morning. Gentle reminder, thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Larry G, from California. It looks like we have time for three, maybe four more shares. Who would like to share?
Mo H.
Gotcha, Mo H. We take two to three more people. Got time.
I'm sorry, Brenda, I just came on. What's which one were we reading? Which page?
We're on the last page of We Agnostics, page 57, the last two paragraphs.
Okay, can you put me on? Leia S.
Leia S.
Elaine B.
Gotcha. And Elaine B. And we'll possibly be able to take one more, but we'll see how it goes. So go ahead, Mo.
Okay, thank you very much, Christina. My name is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater and sugar addict in Walnut Creek, California. Yeah, I wanted to share, as we close and this chapter, We Agnostics, I wanted to share on it myself because I heard somebody the other day say it, and I went, yeah, that's me. you know, I just skipped over these chapters about God and didn't think they were important to me, you know, me, my own higher power, because I was raised in a religion, a faith. My parents were very strong in it, my relatives, and so I was. And so I thought I knew it all, you know, but I didn't. As this time going around in this particular chapter, we agnostics, me without knowledge, is what that means to me, is studying it. You know, I just learned about my religion. You know, I was given questions and I gave rote answers and all of that. But that wasn't getting to know God on an intimate level. And I'll tell you, as people say, I have come to know God more intimately listening to these meetings, being on these meetings, listening to all of you and sharing your higher powers with me, that that higher power is evolving in me. So mine is a slow, gradual process. You know, I've had many opportunities and sadnesses to draw closer to God. And, you know, restore, it means to return something to an earlier or religion or original condition. And so, you know, God is restoring me to sanity in my life, to wholeness, to wellness, and to seek is to grow in strength. And so by connecting with God each and every moment of the day, as I heard the opening share say, just being connected, okay, God, what's next? You know, I'm lost, I'm confused. And sometimes it's just to make an outreach call and maybe to share with that person and maybe my answer shows up. You know, some days I'll be driving along and I I'm kind of lost and it's like, oh, you need to get gas in your car. It's almost out. That's a God moment to me. You know, one other moment is I was visiting my husband's gravesite and it was a rainy day, cloudy, rainy day. And I came out, and I sat in my car and I looked up at the clouds and there was absolutely this gorgeous formation of angel wings with a head in the middle. And I know that was God and my husband connecting with me because I took a picture and the minute I took the picture, it was gone. So, I mean,
gentle
God
reminder
in everything. And I will stop with that. Thank you very much, Pat.
Thank you so much, Mo H from California. And next is Leah S.
Thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Leah S., and I'm gratefully and happily recovered in Brooklyn, New York. So, how does God disclose himself to me? And why? I took it a little bit more because I'm the real McCoy. I was such an agnostic. So why do I have to get closer to God in order to lose weight, you know? Or in order to get out of all these stuff that I'm in, each situation that is so horrible and one after the other. I was so full of it. And when I needed, what I needed to do is create a power that is much more than a human power. And that's it. And I decided on characteristics. And those are the four, because I learned them in these rooms. The four that I have in mind is love, kindness, tolerance, and acceptance. So if I can accept that as God. And then I once heard somebody tell me, imagine that two-month-old baby that is sitting in that crib and is waiting and looking at you with such utter vulnerability and acceptance. And that's, imagine yourself being that way to this higher power, just that. Start to trust and start to believe in these characteristics, kindness and tolerance. God has tolerated every one of your tantrums and stuff and your ups and downs and your weights and forget about the pain that you had, all those cramps. He tolerated. Yeah, he gave those pain to you, but he wanted to draw me closer to him. Because since I've been abstinent, I have not had one single cramp, not in my legs and not in my hand. But that's not the entire miracle. That's just a drop in the water. It's just like unbelievable. So draw close to the power that you believe that is higher than anything else and just watch the miracles occur one day at a time. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Leah S. from New York. And Elaine, can you close us out?
Yes, thank you so much for your service, Stephanie, and what amazing shares we've heard today. I'm very, very grateful for them all. This is Elaine B., recover compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. And, you know, this closing to this paragraph, we don't know. We agnostics, we don't know. What don't we know? Do I know that there's a power that wants to help me? Do I know there's a power that doesn't say, you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, but come to me and let me help you. Come to me and let me teach you. Come to me and let me resolve those issues that you have, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. Come to me when you've got a problem, when you've got a distress, when you think that, you know, Ben and Jerry are the answer. They're always sweet, but they never stay around long. Can I trust that this higher power will always be there for me? Always be there for me. And I wouldn't know if I didn't begin that effort, that journey of seeking and trusting, honestly seeking, and putting that little trust test out there. Can God really help me with this? And I found that when I did, God was there. God did enable me to put the food down. God did enable me to go through the steps. God did enable me to make amends. God did enable me to find a new way of living that is way different than the way that it was before. And did I arrive then in 2013 when I got abstinent, got through the steps, took my first sponsee? No. Have I arrived now? No. This relationship is a never-ending journey, just like any friendship, any marriage, any partnership. You get to know each other more and more over time. Do I continuously seek my husband's company? Do I continuously seek to know my sponsor better? Do I continuously seek to help a sponsee better and get to know them? Do I continuously seek all of these relationships that we invest in, we gain from, but this is the most important one that I found, because my higher power, I define as an all-knowing, all-loving, all-trustworthy God that knows everything about everybody, every situation, past, present, and future, and is willing and desires to guide me into the best path for my life and show me how I can show up without overeating, without overthinking, without overworrying. And it's still a journey that I get to do one day at a time with all of you. What a privilege. And I pass.
Yeah, thank you so much, Elaine B. What a great way to close out the meeting and the chapter. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Eileen M., can you read A Vision for You, please? And if you can hit star one.
Good morning. This is Eileen M. Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thanks.
Thank you. This is Eileen M., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.